Amazon is abandoning its plans for a New York City headquarters. In doing so, the company has canceled a deal that had the backing of the most powerful politicians in the state. The deal did not have the backing of some local leaders, community activists, and union chiefs. And after weeks of protests, they are claiming victory today. NPR's Alina Selyuk has been following this saga. She's here in the studio now. And start with, what is Amazon saying was the final death knell for these plans?
They don't specify any specific event. What they say is essentially a number of state and local politicians have made it, quote, clear that they oppose our presence and will not work with us to build the type of relationships that are required to go forward with this kind of project. Essentially, they're saying no more negotiating on this deal, and negotiations have been extremely intense in New York. The firm has faced scathing criticism in recent city council hearings. There have been protests outside of those hearings. And one of the key issues has been the fact that city and state tax breaks that are being offered to Amazon are almost $3 billion. In exchange, Amazon was planning to bring up to 25,000 jobs, but the amount of the incentive package has really upset some leaders. And one academic actually I spoke with cleverly described this in a way that I think summarizes it, that Amazon essentially thought it had the upper hand and it could bully New York City into getting what it wants, while New York City wanted Amazon, but instead publicly punched it in the face over and over with critical statements.
So what is the reaction to today's news from these community leaders and union chiefs and all the rest who were pushing for this? Are they having a big old victory party?
They are, indeed. There is one scheduled for this afternoon, for this evening. The groups include housing affordability groups, unions who have been pointing out the reputation that Amazon has as anti-union. Some of the criticism has come from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who got elected from an area that is close to where Amazon was going to build the headquarters. Mm-hmm. And the final thing, too, that happened was that the state Senate leader recently nominated an ardent critic of Amazon's deal to the state board that had control over this deal and the plan for Queens. And I think all of this became too much for Amazon.
I'm guessing we're hearing a different reaction from the politicians who were on board and helped negotiate this deal, Governor Andrew Cuomo and the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
It's actually really interesting. De Blasio today is pushing back against Amazon. He tweeted, "You have to be tough to make it in New York City. We gave Amazon the opportunity to be a good neighbor, and they essentially are walking away from this opportunity." Cuomo, for his part, has been saying for quite some time that all of this opposition has been political. He points to several polls that have shown support in New York for Amazon's presence, even if not for specific details of it. But he is saying essentially politicians locally will have to answer to voters about, you know, how they walked away from potential 25,000 jobs.
And what is Amazon's next move? Are they relaunching the hunt for another headquarters?
They are not. They said they are done searching for HQ2s. They spent more than a year looking for locations when they settled on New York City and Northern Virginia. And Northern Virginia will get the second HQ, and New York already has a really big presence of Amazon. It's already the second largest presence outside Seattle, and they will continue growing it there. We should point out Amazon is one of NPR's sponsors. But I think walking out of this big deal, there will be a lot of conversations about how much cities should pay for deals when it's time to walk away. And this will go down in history as probably one of the most bizarre and hugely public corporate expansions that did not end up happening.
It's been a lot of work for you, and I'm sure you're relieved to close this one chapter on it. NPR's Alina Selyuk, thanks so much.
Thank you.